You know, I'll tell you, Scott, it's an issue that we've seen not just during the time of COVID-19, but there's a greater target-rich environment during COVID-19 for the issue of sexual harassment in housing. A lot of people might not understand that sexual harassment in housing is sex discrimination under the Fair Housing Act. And many people might not understand that this conduct is illegal and that the Department of Justice investigates these type of cases. We've had an active investigation going, and we're seeing reports nationally about landlords who've responded to the pandemic by requesting sexual favors or other acts of unwelcome sexual conduct in exchange for rent abatement or similar type of concessions. You know, it's despicable conduct, it is illegal conduct, and we're taking an aggressive stance in investigating and prosecuting this type of wrongdoing.
In terms of prosecuting these kinds of cases, I mean, does this often come down to he said, she said, or vice versa, depending on whatever the situation may be?
You know, I'll tell you, Scott, you know, it's funny when folks hear kind of that he said, she said. Really, as a prosecutor and as a lawyer, it's never just he said, she said. You're always looking at corroborative evidence. There's always, you know, when we're putting together a case, it's not a wall we put up. It's a wall put up brick by brick by brick. And often the bricks on these kind of cases come with corroborative evidence, disclosures that were made, timing that was made, cell phone records that show communications. There's all types of different corroborative evidence that can go. And we do a fair and full investigation before we would ever bring a case against someone.
You mentioned that this is something that's a problem across the country and not necessarily just specifically tied to COVID-19, although that's kind of what we're focusing on here. I'm wondering, do we know from what's been reported to you so far, how prevalent is this specifically in Minnesota?
I would say that the vast majority of many landlords throughout Minnesota are working with their tenants to come up with appropriate solutions to address this issue, and they should be commended for their efforts. But it's not the case in all situations. There are always going to be in society individuals who will take advantage of the vulnerable and take advantage of the situation for their own despicable motives. And so I would say, you know, the vast majority of people are wonderful and are helping out and banding together like all of Minnesota. We're at our best when times are at its worst, it always seems. But unfortunately, there are those wrongdoers out there, and we will find them and we will prosecute them.
Is this something that's primarily happening in metro areas versus rural areas, or is it everywhere?
Everywhere. It is everywhere. It's not a metro-only issue. It's an issue for all of Minnesota. I should also point out that the Attorney General's Office, Minnesota Attorney General's Office, has also been very proactive on the housing front, making sure to work to protect tenants from illegal evictions. And we have a really strong working relationship with our Attorney General's office. Keith Ellison has been a great partner to this office. And this is an issue that is prevalent, or this is an issue that would affect all of Minnesotans, not just folks in the metro areas.
And if we have somebody who's listening to this that has been victimized by a landlord, what should they do?
Specifically, we have a number they can call, the Sexual Harassment and Housing Initiative, at 1-844-380-6178, or they can always call my office. The general number is 612-664-5600. In addition, if they'd rather email than call, they can email to Fair Housing, FairHousing, at usdoj.gov, and they could always contact their local authorities. But make sure, if someone's listening out there and they think they're a victim of sexual harassment by a landlord, or they believe someone else has taken advantage of them in a certain circumstance, please report that to somebody. Law enforcement, my office, this email, that number, we want to make sure we're protecting all of Minnesotans during this time.